Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale. I'm your regular guy on this podcast, and always joining us is lifelong pastor John Bell. Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Did you enjoy our little hiatus, or were you really busy?
I was really busy with just like we were in the process of moving, and so, you know.
Yeah, well,
I've told you before, you go from... when you start moving, you go from cosmos, which is order, to chaos, which is disorder. Then you have to go back through, you have to go from chaos back to cosmos. So that's kind of where we're working right now. We're kind of semi-cosmos.
But only John Bell could recap moving like that.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's chaos.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what? Some people live in chaos all the time.
So. Yeah, right? Exactly.
There's no cosmos to their there's no order to their lives. I can't do that.
I got it. All right. Well, let's jump right on to it, because we do say that we're going to give you just a 20-minute session, and we really try to hold true to that. Sometimes, you know, time goes on just a little bit more, but we are really mindful of our time here on Off the Cuff. So, John, this is the question for Off the Cuff today, and that is, why are God's chosen people Jews? And if that's the case still, where does that leave the rest of us?
Okay, well, I'm going to start with a big picture answer. Just remember this about God choosing. By the way, God can do whatever he wants to do, right? So He has a choice in what he wants to do. But the big picture of why he chooses the Jews, why he chooses people today to come to Christ, he chooses whoever he chooses so that the rest of humanity will have a choice. Now, let me break that down.
Whoa.
Right? Yeah. So let's break it down. The first 11 chapters of Genesis, everyone should read those, because it is the story of God, the knowledge of God and the truth of God were in the Garden of Eden, but Adam and Eve rejected God's word, they rejected God's command and his promise. And so what happens is we start with the truth, and then slowly, people have a tendency, because their hearts want to be self-directed, they get away from God. So by the time you get to Genesis 6, God looks at mankind, which originally knew him, and he sees only evil in the world. And he says that men's hearts continually seek evil. So that's when the flood takes place, and everyone's destroyed except for 8 people. Noah's family. So it's Noah, his wife, and his 3 sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their wives. And there's only 8 people. Then humanity starts over again. And then what happens? Once again, man is pulled away from the truth of God. They had the truth of God in the garden. They had the truth of God from Noah and the flood. But by the time you get to Genesis 9, they're building a Tower of Babel because they want to go their own way. And when they go their own way, they always create their own religion. They create their own way, so-called, to heaven. And so God has to always bring man back to himself. Now, how does he do that? He doesn't do it with a group. So the Jews were not chosen first. Who was chosen first was the man Abraham. He was called Abram at first, but then Abraham. And here's what God promised. He said, I'm gonna give you my truth, and I want you to walk in my way, and I want you to live in such a way that other people who see you will know the way back to me. And I'm choosing you so that as you live out your godly life, you live out this life of faith, trusting in my promises, then other people will be able to see that, and they will want to also follow in your footsteps. They will want to become people of faith. Then Then he gives him a miraculous son. Abraham has a son named Isaac, and then Isaac has a son, and his name is Jacob. And later on, God changes Jacob's name to Israel. And Israel has 12 sons, and they become the 12 tribes of Israel. Now listen to the promise that God gave to Abram. He gave him a number of promises in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. But here's the most important one. He said, Abraham, in your seed, that is from your family, all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed. And you know what that's a promise of, Dean? That's a promise of the Messiah. Here's what God says. I'm going to use your family and the nation that comes from your family, the Jewish people, I'm going to use them. I'm going to give them the truth, which is the scriptures. So the Jews were the ones who were given not only the Ten Commandments, but they were given all of what we call the Old Testament. But they were also given the promise that someday a descendant from David, who is from that Jewish nation, a descendant of David would be a king forever. And that's what you find in the New Testament. You have Jesus the Messiah coming through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the Jewish people. So I go back to what I originally said. And remember this. Here's what God said to Israel. When we're chosen, we're not chosen just to be on the team. We're chosen for a specific purpose. So they were chosen so that they might bear the truth. And here's what it says. They were to be a light. You know, light is truth. Darkness is lies. So in the midst of a dark world, in the midst of a world full of lies, they were to live in such a way. They were to show people the way to God. So they were chosen as God's chosen people. And here's what Exodus says about them. God is talking to Moses, and he says, your nation that I just brought out of Egypt, they are to be a nation of priests to the world. And what do priests do? They tell you the way to God. So now, if you read the Old Testament, Israel totally failed in their purpose. They failed in their mission. In fact, they looked down on Gentiles. Instead of being light to them, they actually looked down on the other nations. So they didn't fulfill the purpose. So then in the New Testament, what God does, he raises up another group of chosen people. Only this group is not from one ethnic group of people. This group is from all the nations. God is choosing people from every nation, every tribe, every language. And they're called the ecclesia, or the called out ones, or what we typically say is the church. So all around the world, God has people in countries everywhere. And what are we supposed to be? Just like the Jewish people, we have a purpose. And what is our purpose? We are to live in such a way, we're to speak in such a way, we're to be a testimony of the way to God, the way back to God. So God is constantly pursuing humanity, but he chooses people, not just for himself, but so that they then will carry out this wonderful mission of letting the whole world know the way to God.
Okay, so I'm just a little confused here. So now I remember this. I remember hearing that, in fact, Jews will have a second chance at salvation. Is that crazy, or did I read or hear that years ago?
Okay, so in this present age, Jewish people, there are Jewish people that receive Jesus the same way you receive Jesus. And there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Now, in the future, there's a future period called the tribulation, and then the great tribulation. And it's going to be a time of persecution and death and destruction for the whole world, but especially for the nation of Israel, for the Jewish people. There's going to be anti-Semitism like there's never been before. During that time, their only salvation is going to be to accept Jesus as their Messiah. And we're told that great numbers of Jewish people will come to know Jesus during that time. But that's not a second chance. Nobody gets a second chance. Here's what Hebrews says. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that comes judgment. So everybody in this life that we live, this life is either the time to receive Jesus or to reject Jesus. And there are consequences for whatever nation that you're from.
Okay, so in your half century plus in ministry, have you heard that before?
That Jews have a second chance?
Yes.
Sometimes you hear that Jews have, that they have a separate way for salvation, but that's just not true.
That's not true. We know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, you and I.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and just remember, all the writers of the New Testament, with the exception maybe of Luke, were Jews.
So but doesn't that qualify that they were in fact chosen?
You know, Paul writes in Romans 9, 10, 11, he writes and explains that they were chosen for a purpose. They failed in that purpose. Here's what he says. He says, not all who call themselves Jews are actually Jews. Mm-hmm. But within the framework of the nation of Israel, there are people that were really chosen. But if you're really chosen, if you're truly a chosen person, then you will recognize the truth of God. You will recognize the truth of Jesus, and you'll come to Jesus, and you'll live out the purpose for which you were called.
I got that. But then we talked before, and I'm not sure if it was on this podcast or a video series that we've done, but we've heard that some Jews say, you know, yes, we're the chosen people, but please, God, choose someone else.
Yeah, that's from Fiddler on the Roof, you know. And it's Tovia.
So that's not scriptural.
No.
That's a great play, great, but it's not scriptural.
Well, because, you know, don't forget this. The devil, down through the centuries, the devil has tried to wipe out the Jewish people. Because mm-hmm. one of the promises of God is that the nation and the Jewish mm-hmm. people will never cease to exist. And so if Jews could be obliterated, if they could be wiped out, mm-hmm. then one of the promises of God would be broken. And if one promise is broken, that means other promises could be broken. So one of the things I say to people is, you know, if you could wipe out the Jewish people, that means that you probably don't have eternal life, because you have eternal life based on a promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about the promise that God says, if you bless them, I will bless you?
Well, I really hold to that. I've got a whole long, sometime I'll do a message. We'll do like a message on, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse mm-hmm. you. Because down through history, I think America, for instance, right now is blessed because this has been a safe place historically for the Jewish people to come. They could come here and they might suffer from some anti-Semitism from some people, but overall, our nation and our laws protect the Jewish people. And I think that we have been blessed because we have been a safe haven for Jewish people. And I think other nations as well have experienced the same thing. And I think individuals, you know, I can tell you, my family, my mother, when I was just a little boy growing up, and all my siblings will testify to this, she taught us to love the Jewish people. And mm-hmm. and we lived in a small town. And I had two sisters who worked in like stores in town, and they were both owned by Jewish men. And my sisters will tell you they were blessed, and they were a blessing to those men.
So doesn't that point to, in fact, these blessings that, in fact, you know, Jews are special in God's eyes?
Well, they, I said, absolutely, they are special. But again, but just remember, everyone, no one can say, I'm going to heaven because I'm Jewish, right? That's Paul's argument. Like, you can't just say, well, I'm Jewish, or I'm a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's like, no, you have to, if you're a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then you have to believe the scriptures, and the scriptures teach. This is Jesus' argument in John 6, 7, and 8, because he's arguing with the Jewish leaders, because he's clearly presenting himself as the Messiah, and they're rejecting him. And he says, you know, you're not only rejecting me, you're rejecting God's word, and you're rejecting my Father. So you're not chosen if you don't believe in the Father and the Word and in the Messiah.
So just for clarity here, because this is, I want to just make sure that what you're saying is what I'm hearing. So what you're saying is, in fact, they are chosen regardless of their nationality or origin. They are chosen because, in fact, they are. Because they, in fact, well, here, now this is the problem, because Jesus wasn't, there was no salvation to go to. They looked forward to the coming of the Messiah, but in fact, the Messiah wasn't there yet. So just for clarity, are the Jews chosen people?
Yes, as a group, this is what he says. So it goes back to this, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 sons, the 12 tribes. And then through this group of people, God blessed the world. He blessed the world because he gave them the temple. He gave them all the, he gave them the Jewish calendar, which is a redemptive calendar. He gave them all the ordinances. He gave them all the celebrations, but mostly he gave them the Messiah.
I got that.
So they're chosen as a group, but that doesn't mean that just because you bear the name Jew makes you chosen for, let's put it this way, you're not chosen for heaven.
I got it. Okay, that's good. So I get that.
You're not chosen for eternal life.
Right.
Because you've rejected eternal life.
Right. Okay, so second part of the question, where does that leave the rest of us?
Well, here's an interesting thing. The Epistle of Peter talks about a second group called the chosen people, and that's the church. If you read, and so Peter's a Jewish man, and he's writing to believers, and he's writing to believers from different ethnicities, and he says to them, "You are my people, a holy people, a nation of priests, a chosen people." So we today, the church today, represents the true chosen people to take the message of the gospel to the ends of the earth.
So someone's listening right now. In fact, they can be God's chosen people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As part of the church. Mm-hmm. You won't become Jewish. There's no sense. To be a spiritual Jew, you have to be a physical Jew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That's good. That's to me, that's much more clearer. I think you've made it crystal clear. And you've answered the question, and I appreciate that. So wonderful. Any last closing thoughts? We got about 30 seconds for you.
No, I think that was.
I think we covered it well.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up right here. And so if you stumbled across this somehow, if you're listening to this podcast and you say, well, wait a minute, how do I find more? We invite you to go to amazingmenministries.com, amazingmenministries.com. And you'll see our website. And what you can do is you can go up to the series button and you can click that series button. And then you'll have quite a few choices. You have The Core of the Man, which John and I did. It's a video series. It's an 18-part video series. And it tells you how to become a man. It tells you how to be a godly man. It shows you the blueprint. In fact, what you can do. And you could encourage your sons, your grandsons, and maybe your father-to-be. It's a great series. And then you also see Off the Cuff, and that's our podcast. And you can choose that. And you can see the entire lineup of past episodes and future episodes, and, well, not future episodes, present episodes, and you can listen to that. And then WOW Church is coming, and what WOW Church is John Bell will be doing a sermon series. So Senior Pastor John Bell will be doing a sermon series every week on WOW Church. Now, that's not to replace your brick-and-mortar church, but if you want truth, if you want a message that, in fact, will be not candy-coated, you want to listen to WOW Church. Now, WOW Church starts, you know, in summer of 2022. We're in the process of continuing to tape, and I'll tell you, it's a high level. It's a great message, and the Lord is working through this ministry. So on behalf of John Bell, I'd like to say thanks for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time right here on Off the Cuff. Goodbye for now.